keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arian Clue with your 9 a.m. headlines.
In local news, a university in Brisbane's south was evacuated after a car fire spread to nearby bushland. Emergency services were called to a burning car reported on Ring Road in Griffith University yesterday morning. A man in his 40s was taken to hospital with superficial burns. The fire in the car was extinguished quickly but had spread to nearby vegetation. Students were evacuated around 9 a.m. and sent back to class after an hour, but police urged the public to avoid the area. Griffith University confirmed yesterday afternoon that they are investigating the incident with workplace health and safety.
Today is the last day that the winning painting of the John D. Bow Art Prize, The Queensland Spirit, will be on display. The competition for the John D. Bow Art Prize was open to all Queenslanders till July, made accessible through digital submissions, digital judging, and no entry fee. It supports the efforts of Royal Flying Doctor Service and serves as a tribute to John D. Bow, brother of a pilot in the Bow Carn family. The Queensland Spirit by K.V. Kazala Wejonarna depicts a young boy carrying a border collie through a flood scene inspired by one in Rockley in 2022. The judges remarked on the symbolism around compassion and resilience in the piece, and Wejonarna received a $50,000 monetary reward. The border collie is intelligent, hardworking, and endlessly loyal, and to me that reflects Queensland's rural heart, says the artist. Together, the boy and his dog show that our true spirit isn't found in what we say, it's in what we do when things get hard.
In national news, the deadly H5N1 bird flu has spread in Kangaroo Island, with one case at Seal Bay, a critical breeding site for the endangered Australian sea lion on the island's southern coastline. Authorities have issued a pause on beach tours at Seal Bay. Tourists are still able to visit and observe the sea lion population, and the boardwalk tours are still open. Craig Wickham, who owns Exceptional Kangaroo Island, which runs wildlife tours, said the restrictions were a long time coming. It all seems to be fairly practical, well thought through, and it's something which we're just going to have to deal with, he said. Marine experts say they are considering what else can be done to protect species susceptible to the virus.
One Nation Coalition are pressing ahead with private proposals to restrict their return on IS-linked Australians. With the recent return of Islamic State-linked women to Australia, along with reports that at least 13 men currently sit in Iraqi prisons with intentions of extradition, political parties are putting forth a bill to cancel passports of convicted terrorists, preventing them from returning to Australia. However, former Home Affairs Secretary Mike Pizzullo said there is merit in a compromised approach to bolster current provisions with both the temporary exclusion order TEO and passport laws by granting more discretionary power to the relevant ministers. Labor has also argued that the bill is trying to be passed by Ms. Handon and the coalition would last about 30 seconds in the High Court, and warned that refusing to help or accept our citizens would make it harder for Australia to deport foreign nationals on similar grounds.
In international news, K-pop group BTS shared a coordinated message saying it would boycott the 2027 Grammy Awards and they would not submit their music for consideration. Among the newly created categories is an award for the best Asian pop music performances, which some fans claim is a racialized barrier for Asian performers. BTS shared their support in a coordinated message. We hope our music can be heard and loved for what it is, rather than being divided by region or language, they said. BTS's talent agency, HYBE, said the boycott was not a company-level decision, and if other artists under their agency wish to submit entries, they plan to proceed with the submissions as scheduled.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au. You don't have enough blankets.